2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. It's a beautiful morning. I hope where you live you're having the same type of weather where I am right now. I'm on Cape Cod. We are at Sandwich Agway on Route 6A. It's their fall open house, and from 10 o'clock until 2, there are so many activities going on. Bring the kids down. They have pumpkin bowling. They have a giant pumpkin that you can throw a pumpkin through to win a pumpkin. They have a hay ride that the whole family can go on, and it's just going to be a great day. All kinds of sales. For example, this time of year, if you have some broadleaf evergreens and you want to put in a bed for the winter, maybe a good idea to put a little bit of holly tone on them, and they're having the large 40-pound bags on sale for $14.99. If you want to neaten up the house, 3 cubic foot pine bark mulch is now $5.50 a bag, or 10 for $50. And if you have moss on your grass, pelletized lime, a 40-pound bag, 3 for $10. If you feed the birds, a great deal, black oil seed, 40-pound bag, $15. And if you have some holes in your perennial beds, if you buy 3 perennials, you get 1 perennial free. So come on down. There's beautiful sedum, Montauk daisy. They have some perennial mums. They're different than the regular garden mum, but these are true perennials. And they're all buy 3, get 1 free. A lot of activities. Come on down. We'd love to see you. And bring me your problems. If you have a weed, if you have a bug, if you have a fungus, bring me a piece of the plant or dig it up, and let's work and solve your problems for you. Okay? Let's go to the phone lines. John, who's up for us this hour?
Up first, this is Edward from Maine, who's a question about lawns and landscaping.
Okay, Ed, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Top of the morning to you, Paul.
Good morning.
I have a devastating lawn problem here. Half of my front lawn was just loaded with dandelions. And I hardly ever have dandelions, but it looks like a meadow of dandelions in May and June. And then around the end of July, one part of my lawn started turning brown, and I blamed it because of the drought. But it kept spreading and spreading, and now a third of my lawn in front is absolutely dead, completely. And you can pick up a handful of the brown grass and pull handfuls of it out. And also, I'm getting toadstools of mushrooms that have little white round heads on them growing close to the ground.
Okay.
And I wouldn't do any good to reseed that now, would it?
Oh, yes. This would be the best time to seed a lawn, Ed. And what you want to do, you're not alone. All of the Northeast, because of the lack of rain during June, the lack of rain during July and August, and the heat that we normally don't get, many, many yards are brown. if you look at my lawn when you drive by, it doesn't look too bad. When you stand on it, it's a whole different story. And I have a lot of crabgrass in my yard, and I have a lot of dead grass in my yard. And what the best thing for you to do is say to yourself, if there's more weeds than grass, or dead grass and weeds, it's more important that you get the seed planted at this time of the year. And what I'd like to have you do is this. If it's a good size area, let's say a couple thousand square feet or more, the easiest thing to do is to rent what's called a seed slicer. And a seed slicer looks like a lawnmower, except on the top of it, there's a bucket. And you put your seed in this bucket. You turn it on, and you have to hold on to it, because as the blades spin, they cut a groove into the lawn, so you hold on to it and just steer it. And as it cuts this groove, the seed falls in the little groove that this machine is making, and that puts the seed in direct contact with the soil. And that way your germination is a lot better. And you do not have to remove the dead grass. Just go up and down your lawn, north to south or east to west, it doesn't matter. Put plenty of seed in it. And if your grass is really bad, you may have to do it twice. Once north to south and once east to west. I will put a lot of seed in there, a little bit of a starter fertilizer, and then plenty of water. If you can keep it wet, within 3 weeks, that little checkerboard that you've made with the seed slicer is going to be all green. And come spring, you're ahead of the game. So if the weeds are really bad, a lot of dandelions, but there's a lot of open spot, forget the dandelions for this fall and get the grass planted. And then in the spring, you can use a broadleaf weed killer and will kill the dandelions. If there are areas where the grass is good, but there's a lot of dandelions, then use a broadleaf weed killer. But you cannot plant seeds and kill the weeds. The weed killer will kill the seedlings. Okay? So it's either or. Either you kill the weeds or you plant the new lawn. And traditionally, the month of September and October are the best months to plant a new lawn, because the weather's getting colder and it's going to kill the weeds. No new ones will develop. We get more rain traditionally. We get that morning dew that helps to keep the plant nice and moist. So think about that, but now is the time. And if you've got a big area, do not rototill. The days of rototilling are over. Seed slicer. Just look in the yellow pages under power equipment, and where they rent them, that's what you do. Okay? Thank you. John, who's up next?
Up next, this is, Sally from Cape Cod, who has a question about holly.
Hi, Sally. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Morning, Paul. How are you?
Great. And yourself?
Good. I had a little problem this year, well, quite a big problem, with winter dieback on three hollies. Now, a lot of the leaves have grown back in, but the top foot and a half on all three hollies look to me like they're dead. Should I cut them off before winter arrives, or should I just leave them alone?
Okay. Anytime you have a branch that dies back, you should take it right off the plant. Because if you leave a dead branch on a healthy plant, that is going to attract insects to come into that dead branch and to help eat it and destroy it and change it back to soil. That's the way Mother Nature works. So remove anything that's dead any time that you see it to prevent a secondary infection, because what could happen, an insect could come in to feed on a dead branch, and while it's at it, move into the plant and start to eat healthy tissue. Remove it. Now, what you want to do this year is around Thanksgiving, I want you to spray your plants with either Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop. These are called anti-desiccants, and most of the nurseries carry the products, and you spray it when the plants are beginning to go dormant. And usually by Thanksgiving or even like Columbus Day or Veterans Day, that's a good time to apply it. It seals the pores, preventing moisture loss. And remember, last year, Baltimore had 100 inches of snow. Boston had 25. Where I live in Maine, we have 25 inches. We're supposed to have 100. No insulation, no winter blanket. Die back on plants.
Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of Deer Scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic. It's biodegradable and will not harm animals and the environment. That's Deer Scram. Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the pollen with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway small critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway dormant cat repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
Hi, this is Carl Edwards. As a high-performance NASCAR driver, I need to stay healthy and fuel up with the right nutrients I need to perform my best. But the average vegetable loses nutrients while traveling to the store. So I decided to grow my own edible garden with the help of Miracle-Gro Liquifeed. Now, instead of going out, I grow out to eat delicious meals made with the freshest ingredients from my garden. Plants need more than water to reach their fullest potential. They need food. The fast, easy way to grow a thriving edible garden is with Miracle-Gro Liquifeed. I just attach the Liquifeed feeder to my garden hose, insert the refill bottle, and feed my plants as I water, about once every other week. Simple. And Liquifeed has already mixed the ideal amount of food and water my plants need, so there's no mixing, no measuring, and no mess. Now that my garden gets exactly the right amount of food, it grows twice as big as watering alone. So grow out to eat like me and start your edible garden with Miracle-Gro Liquifeed. Pick up Miracle-Gro Liquifeed today. Start right. Finish big with Miracle-Gro.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Pant Garden Club. It's the fall. This is a wonderful, wonderful time to work in the garden. There's a lot of great flowering plants coming into bloom right now. The Montauk daisies are all in bud. And, you know, if you want something that's going to extend the life of your garden, this is one plant that will do very, very well. There's also another plant that's coming into bloom at this time of the year. It's called anemone. And they called the English name is windflower. And it's a daisy. And it blooms in the late summer and into the early fall. So if you want something different, something unique, and you like daisies, ask for the anemone, the fall blooming anemone. The plant foliage grows about maybe 10 inches tall, and then you'll have stems a foot above that with 3-inch daisies. And they're fairly big petals. They're not a lot of little skinny petals, wide petals, giving you a 3-inch flower. And they're very, very beautiful, and they really stand out. So if you're looking for something different for this time of the year, the windflower or anemone, and then for later, for October, Montauk daisy. Looks like a big white daisy up to 4 inches in bloom, but when your mums are done blooming, that's when the Montauk daisy begins to flower. So look for something that will extend the length of your color. Let's go to the phone lines. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Brian from Massachusetts, who has a question about, an Oklahoma redbud.
Okay. Brian, good morning. How can we help you today?
How you doing, Paul? I remember you from the old days in Scituate.
Thank you.
Yeah, I got a question. I actually bought an Eastern redbud, so I thought. When I planted this thing, this was a couple of years ago, on the very bottom of the tree where the tag was, it said Oklahoma redbud. And I guess is that something they call the same plant, or is it, because it looks like an Eastern redbud, but they call it Oklahoma redbud on the tag of the tree.
Yeah. It's probably just a different variety of redbud. Just like you can buy dogwoods. And, for example, the common dogwood is Cornus, Florida, and it's either white or red. So that was the original. And then what they did is they hybridized the white, hybridized the pink, make the pink more on the red side or a better quality pink, and you get a hybrid. So what I think they did is they took the Eastern Redbud, hybridized it in some of the nursery, then renamed it because they did the work on improving either the color or the hardiness of that plant, or maybe even change the actual flower size or the length that it would bloom. So they renamed the plant, just like lilacs. Today, if you go to buy a lilac, it used to be you want a white one or a purple. And today, there's probably a couple hundred varieties of lilacs. The nurseries don't carry them all, but you go in and you say, I want a lilac. They'll say, what color? What size? Is it one that you want to stay a dwarf? You want to get big? You want it summer blooming? You want it spring blooming? So it's just a hybrid of the Eastern Redbud. Brian, thank you. We appreciate the phone call. 800-259-9231. Give us a call. We'll work together to solve your mysteries. Don, who's next?
Up next, this is Mary from Maine, who has a question about a plant that isn't flowering.
Okay, Mary, good morning. Hi, Mary. How can we help you with a non-flowering plant today?
Yes, I have a bromeliad called Noragalia. And it's in a 6-inch pot, and it's full, but it doesn't flower. It's green and everything, and I water it in the cups. So I want to know if I transplant it or what.
Is it in soil?
Yes.
It is in soil. Okay. Well, coming up on the break, when we come back, I will tell you exactly what to do to get it to flower, and you won't believe what I'm going to tell you. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. This fall, after you put all your gardening equipment, patio furniture, power tools away for the winter in your tool shed, place a package or two of Mouse Magic into your shed to keep the rodents out. Mouse Magic is an all-natural and contains essential oil. Mouse Magic contains no poisons, keeping your pet safe from accidental poisoning. Mouse Magic triggers a behavioral change in the rodents to avoid and escape the building. Also great for campers. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide Lawn and Garden. Mouse Magic.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Detailed at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
There are all sorts of things on the market designed to keep you safe when you're out and about. Whistles, mace, you name it. But for real peace of mind for parents, students, and children, you need an iSafe bag.
We heard a loud noise, and I could see a flashing in the backpack.
The sound was different than a car alarm, so it was a different sound, so we looked to see what it was.
I think it's a great idea.
Introducing the iSafe bag, a backpack that looks normal until you pull the pin. The iSafe bag emits two powerful sirens and a high-intensity strobe light simultaneously to attract immediate help.
Having the iSafe bag gives me a feeling of being safe because I know when I pull the alarm, people will hear it and they'll come and help me.
For mobile personal security, get the iSafe bag at iSafeBags.com. That's the letter iSafeBags.com. iSafeBags.com.
I thank God that she had that backpack and she had enough sense to use it.
It's like having a bodyguard with you all the time. The iSafe bag, the patented bag with a built-in alarm, available at iSafeBags.com.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
Never clean or maintain your old-fashioned gutters again. Now there's Rain Handler. How'd you like to never have to climb a shaky ladder to dig out leaves from your gutters ever again? You need Rain Handler, the patented modern gutter that eliminates gutter cleaning forever. Rain Handler converts the runoff from your roof to gentle raindrops and spreads them away from your home, eliminating ground erosion. Rain Handler is made of self-cleaning aluminum louvers that allow leaves and debris to blow away. And Rain Handler cannot cause ice dams. Each Rain Handler section is guaranteed against winter damage and comes with a 25-year warranty and a full one-year money-back satisfaction guarantee. Go to GetRainHandler.com to see this amazing system in action or call 800-942-3004. All radio listeners receive a 10% discount at GetRainHandler.com. That's GetRainHandler.com. Call 800-942-3004 or visit GetRainHandler.com today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are on beautiful Cape Cod today. We're in Sandwich at the Agway store on Route 6A. Come on by and say hello. It's their fall open house, and we'd love to see you. All kinds of activities between 10 and 2 for the kids and for the adults, too. So come on by. Pumpkins, Indian corn, straw, beautiful, beautiful gourds, apples, your tulips, daffodils, crocuses, bird food, bird feeders, and a great sale on perennials. Buy three, get one free. So come on down and bring me your bugs. Bring me your weeds, and we'll work together to solve the problem. And we're talking with Mary, and Mary has a bromeliad. And bromeliad is in the pineapple family, believe it or not. It's a whorl of fairly wide-bladed foliage that out of the center will make a flower. To get the flower, this is what you're going to need to do, Mary. I want you to get a big, clear plastic bag so that you can put the plant in the bag easily and there's plenty of room. Okay? So take a little stick, put a stick like a what they call a pencil stick or a wooden dowel, put that in the pot of your plant is in, put the bag around it, and the dowel will prevent the plastic
from laying right on top of the foliage. So you're creating like a little bag or a miniature greenhouse that the plant is in. Okay, so it's inside the plastic bag. You're going to take an apple, just a regular apple. I want you to bang it on the countertop to bruise it. So it's not going to be firm. It's going to be soft. It's going to be mushy. Then you're going to cut it in half. You're going to put the two pieces of the apple in the plastic bag. Fold the ends of your plastic bag and put an elastic or a twister or something. And what's going to happen is that the two half apples that you've banged up, as it begins to break down, is going to produce ethylene gas, which is natural. When something begins to rot and break down, it produces this gas. The bromeliad family needs this ethylene gas to be absorbed into the foliage of the plant to make it produce a flower. Take your plant, put it in the window where it's going to get good light, but no direct sun. It can get sun in the morning, so an east window is fine, or at the end of the day, a west window, but no real hot sun because the plant's inside a bag. You keep it in the bag for 2 weeks, 14 days. You may have to open it every now and then to check for water if it needs it, but you need to keep it airtight so that the gas can be absorbed by the foliage. And after 2 weeks, throw the apple away, take the plant out of the bag, put it on your windowsill, and about 4 to 6 weeks later, your bromeliad will start to make a flower stem and then blooms. And you can do that with a pineapple top. If you buy a good, healthy-looking pineapple, cut the top off, cut into the meat of the pineapple about 1 inch. Pull the meat away from the plant, peel some of the lower leaves, and as you peel the lower leaves from your foliage of the pineapple, you're going to see tiny bumps. Those are dormant roots growing in the plant. Put it in a pot of soil. Within 4 to 6 weeks, your pineapple begins to produce a good, strong root system. Once it's a year old, then you can gas them, like I just told you, with the apple, and your pineapple top will make a small pineapple out of the center of that foliage. Now, that's a good project for the kids. And it takes time, but when the pineapple comes out, it is really neat to see. Dawn, who's next?
Up next, this is Jane. She is from Westport, Massachusetts, and she has a question about dahlias.
Jane, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
My question
is about a fungus on the dahlias. The dahlias are beautiful. They're blooming perfectly, but there's like a powdery mildew or something all over the plant. Some is really, really bad. Doesn't it seem to be affecting the flowers, though? What do you think would be good to use on that, and what do you think it is? Is it powdery mildew, do you think?
Yeah, it probably is powdery mildew, especially at this time of the year, because now we're getting a little bit more moisture. I would just get a product called Serenade. It's totally organic, totally natural, and it will stop it dead in its tracks. It will not repair the damage that it's made, but it will prevent it from getting worse. Now, Serenade will kill on contact. So make sure that you get all of the foliage wet, and while you're there, pick off all of the dead flower buds, your dead blooms from your dahlia first. Clean it up. And if these are dahlias that you're going to winterize, and replant next year, it'd be a good idea to pick up a package of string tags with a pencil, not ink, write on the tag the height and the color of the plant, and attach the tag to the stem of your dahlias. That way, when you get a frost, you can cut off all of the dead foliage, dig up the bulb, and store it in your basement for the winter with the tag that tells you it only grew 18 inches tall or it grew 6 foot, and the color is red. And that way, next year, when you go to start it, either in the house or directly plant in the garden, you won't put the short ones in the back and the tall ones in front. So label them now. And any perennial that needs to be dug and brought inside for winter storage should be labeled at this point, because you never know when we could get a frost. And that will help you a great deal. But just get Serenade, give a good misting, get all of the foliage, and then about 10 days later, do it again. Anything that's natural, that's organic, will do the job, but you have to do it more often because it's not as powerful as a chemical, but it will do a great job. Okay? Thank you. We appreciate the phone call, Jane. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, this is Myra from Martha's Vineyard, who has a question about rhododendrons and a question about a climbing rose.
Myra, good morning.
Good morning. How are you? You have such a wonderful program. I have a difficult phone line, so it's hard for me to hear you. Let me say that my problem is I'm an inexperienced gardener, weekend gardener, who has inherited a garden that was maintained more than on weekends by a knowledgeable gardener. And I've got some problems. Here's my first problem. There's a thriving or a formerly thriving grove of rhododendron under a under an oak tree. And one of these rhododendron, and I notice that it's spreading to the others, is developing deep yellow leaves that are turning to red. And they have been doing this for about a month. Is this because of the stress of lack of moisture?
It is. It's definitely a stress that is on in that plant. What I would suggest that you do, Myra, is go to your local nursery or garden center, pick up a product called Holly Tone. Holly Tone is an organic fertilizer for broadleaf evergreens, rhododendrons, azaleas, holly, mountain laurel. Anything that stays green during the winter, even yews and junipers. And what's nice about organics is you fertilize them now, the food is released until the ground freezes. When the ground freezes, it's stuck in the soil. It does not leach. It stays in the little pellet and will be available, what's left, next spring to the plant. So that if you can give it Holly Tone, you're going to see that the color is going to change. The reason is Holly Tone has something called chelated iron. Chelated iron will help to change the color of the foliage. The iron will make the leaf greener. So if you can feed them and then just sprinkle it around the base of the plant, scratch it into the soil with your fingertips, put the sprinkler on for a half an hour, and within a week, you're going to see a difference. But you do need a little bit of food to help it to get any repair work that it needs to have done due to lack of rain. June, July, and August have been very dry throughout the whole Northeast, not just New England, further south into Baltimore, Pennsylvania, New York State, they've all been as dry as New England. So if you can feed your plant, give them a little bit of water, they'll bounce right back. And that's important that that happens before winter arrives so that the plant is not in stress going into the winter. Did you have a second question?
Oh, that's great advice. Thank you so much. Yes, my second question concerns a long sort of feathery gray moss that looks like a fungus or certainly it's an invasive of some kind that has now gone on to one of the main stalks of an old New Dawn rose that was growing up around this house that is that I've inherited. And I realize that the rose is really seems to be being attacked by this. I wonder if you have any advice.
It's growing on the stem of the rose itself?
Yes. I mean, it's a very mature rose, so it's more like a trunk.
Okay.
Than a stem.
Now, you're on Martha's Vineyard, you said? Did you say that you lived on Martha's Vineyard?
Yes, I'm sorry. Sorry for the phone. Yes.
Okay. Now, part of the reason that you have this moss is because you have water all the way around you. And I'd be willing to bet that if you walk around your yard and you look at your trees that are there, there's moss on them. And I know Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket Island, and a lot of Cape Cod, because there's water on two sides or even three sides, in your case, you have water all the way around you, that extra moisture has a tendency to make a moss-type growth on plants. It's growing on the plant, not in it. So don't panic. Everything is fine. If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449. Let me tell you about Vacation, an all-natural, anti-drought, liquid plant treatment perfectly suited to take care of your plants while you are away. Mix Vacation with water and apply to your plants as a normal watering. Your plants will remain in a state of drought resistance for up to 2 weeks as long as they are not watered. Safe and non-toxic for people and pets. Vacation works great as a plant sitter while you're away on vacation. So keep your plants healthy while you're on vacation with Vacation. Are you seeing ants and other insects in your home? Want to control them organically? Then use Ant Eater from St. Gabriel Organics. Ant Eater is so safe you can place the powder in the cabinet with your cereal and bag goods. Control insects in any room of your home, even the kitchen, with organic Ant Eater. Roaches, fleas, ticks, and ants don't have a chance with Ant Eater. And now you can kill weeds organically with Burnout 2. Yes, organically, Burnout 2.
Hi, this is Brian Main from my good friends at Dr. Earth with an incredible offer. Dr. Earth is generously offering a free 48-page organic gardening guide. Milo Seamus, president of Dr. Earth, has spent over 17 years researching and developing this invaluable information for the Dr. Earth 17th Anniversary Magazine. Visit drearth.com and click the Ask Dr. Earth button on top. Enter your mailing address and send it, or call 707-448-4676. Again, that's drearth.com. Dr. Earth, just go organic.
It's the end of summer blowout sale at HerbalHealer.com.
Now take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on colloidal silver.
500 parts per million, pharmaceutical grade.
All sizes from 2 ounces to a gallon on sale.
It's simply the best colloidal silver available.
And CoQ10 100 milligrams with hawthorn.
An exceptional supplement for heart and arterial health.
Is only $19.
Plus, get the number one arthritis supplement, glucosamine chondroitin.
60 caps for only $12.
Where?
HerbalHealer.com.
Super Femplex and Super Maleplex, both great formulas for reproductive tonification,
are on sale now, 90 tabs, only $15.
Need a safe and mild colon detoxifier?
Herbal Healer Academy's Colon Enhancer large 250-capsule bottle is now only $18. There's so much more at herbalhealer.com.
But not much time.
The end of summer blowout sale ends October 13th.
New customers get a free catalog with your first order.
Log on and hit the summer special now at herbalhealer.com.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is John from Maine, who has a question about a patio orchid.
Hi, John. Good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Morning.
We live in Maine, and we have a, what they call it, it's called a patio orchid. And our nights are getting colder, and I was wondering if we could bring that in for the winter, and then it would be okay to put back out in the spring.
I don't see why not, because I know, living in Maine, there's not any orchids in the entire state that are going to be winter hardy. So I would definitely start bringing them in and bringing them now. I take a lot of my houseplants, and I bring them out around the middle of May. And when the kids go back to school in mid-September, that's when I bring in all of my tropical plants. The reason is pretty easy. Right now, you still have your windows open so that there's a lot of moisture in the air. If you wait until the last minute and you bring it in, the furnace is going to be on and the air is dry. So there's less changes, dramatic changes, by bringing them into the house now. So what you want to do is examine the plant carefully to make sure there's no bugs on it. You want to bring them in. So check it over. If it's clean, great. If it's not, then get some what they call all-season oil. And all-season oil is it's natural. It's not organic. It's natural. But when you spray it on the plant, it'll make it nice and shiny. But it will smother any bugs and eggs of the plant, that of the insects that are on the plant.
And that way you're not bringing in a problem from the outside indoors that could go to the rest of your plants in your house. Now, put the orchid in the window where it's going to get as much sunshine as possible. Most of your orchids bloom according to the length of the day or temperature. And that will be determined by the season. So if it normally blooms in the early spring, it's a plant that needs to have the days going from shorter to longer. And right now, they're going from longer to shorter, and they're going to stay short. And you just need to feed it on a monthly basis. What I use, I have some Phalaenopsis orchids, and they like to be fed, like all plants, on a regular basis. Because they're not blooming, you just think of them as foliage. So what I do, just to make sure that the plant knows I'm still caring for it, is I feed it when I bring it in the house with something called Osmocote. Looks like a little BB. All the nurseries sell it. You sprinkle it on the top of the soil, and every time you water that orchid, the little pellets will bleed, releasing a little bit of fertilizer, and it will last all winter. So now that it's mid-September, figure 6 months, October, November, December, January, February, March. Every time you water, it gets fed. And that's what you want to do. So you give that a try, but bring it in now. That way, it's not coming into a dry house. Also, your storm windows are probably not even pulled down or even put on the side of the house in some matters. But if you can get them in while the windows are still open, there's less of a movement or a shock to the plant because of the humidity and the sunlight to the plant. But the more sun you can give it, the better. Our phone number is 800-259-9231. If we can help you, give us a call. And if you need help, go to my website, Paul Parent, like mom and dad, parent.com, paulparent.com. When the front page comes up, we have a free newsletter. At the top of the page, click on newsletter, sign up for it, and you'll get information every single Thursday. That's paulparent.com, and there's information about a trip to Ireland next May.